Welcome back to the Always Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be concluding the fourth chapter of Maseches Midos. Today we are learning Mishnayos Vav and Zion, 6 and 7. So, talking about the Heichal. V'ha-Heichal mea al mea. The dimensions of the Heichal were 100 by 100 al rum mea, and it was also 100 amos tall. So it was 100 amos long, 100 amos wide, 100 amos tall. Ha-otem sheish amos. And the otem was 6 amos. What's the otem? Let's look in the Barton Aro. Otem. Binyan atum v'sasum lihiyos yisod l'bayis. Sha'olav ma'amidin haksalim. So the otem was a solid block. It was solid stone that served as the foundation for the temple, and the walls were erected on top of this foundation. Okay, back in the Mishnah. The gavo arbayim ama, and the interior measurements of the heichal were 40 amos, 40 cubits. Ama kior, then a cubit of paneling. Vamasayim base dilfa, and then there were 2 amos of rafters. Vama tikra, and an ama of ceiling. Vama maziva, and then there was an ama of roofing material, like cement with stones mixed in it. Now there's a parenthetical note. Vagova sha'aliyah, the height of the upper level, arboyim ama, was also 40 amos. Va'ama kior, and then there was the cubit of paneling. Va'masayim base dilfa, and then there were the 2 cubits of rafters. Va'ama tikra, and the cubit of ceiling. Va'ama maziva, and again, the ama, the cubit of this roofing material. Continuing outside of the parentheses, v'shalosh amos makeh, and then there were 3 amos of a parapet, a fence to keep people from falling off the roof. V'ama kala orev, and then there was one last ama, which was a crow fence to keep birds from landing on it, as you sometimes see. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, lo haya kala orev ola min hamida. He says that this ama of crow fence, yes, it existed, but that's not counted in the 100 amos. That's not part of the measurements of the temple. Ela arba amos hayumake, but rather the parapet, the protective fence, that in fact he tells us was 4 amos, and the crow fence didn't count. Mishnah Zion. Meha mizrach lemarav mea ama. So measuring the temple from east to west, it was 100 amos. Kosa ha'ulam chamesh, the wall of the ulam was 5. V'ha'ulam achas esrei, and the ulam itself was 11 amos. Kosel ha'hechal sheish, the wall of the hechal was 6 amos. V'socho arbayim ama, and its interior measurement was 40 amos. Ama troxin, then there was a cubit of troxin. Let's look in Barton Aro to tell us what that is. Troxin. Kotel ha-mafsik ben ha-hechal leben kodshe ha-kedushim. This was a wall that intervened between the hechal and the Holy of Holies. Kori troxin, it was called a troxin. Al-shem she-sagur ha-aron v'haluchos she-nitnu b'sinai. And that's because it closed off the ark and the tablets which were given at Sinai. Trok b'losan arami. Trok in Aramaic. Sagur means closed. Kimo truke gully, and he gives an example of that. And sin, the word sin, Sinai, means Sinai. So trak sin means it closes off that which we got at Sinai. Back in the Mishnah. Be'esrim ama base kodesh hakadoshim. And there were 20 amos for the Holy of Holies. Kosal ha-hechel sheish, the wall of the hechel was another 6. The hatah sheish, and the chamber was 6. Because of hatah chamesh, and the wall of the chamber was 5. Min hatzafon ladarom, shivim ama. Going from north to south, it was 70 cubits. Kosel hamasiba chamesh, the wall of the ramp was 5. The hamasiba shlosh, and the ramp's width was 3. Kosel hatah chamesh, and then the wall of the chamber was 5. The hatah sheish, and the chamber itself was 6. Kosel ha-hechel sheish, the wall of the hechel was 6. Besocho esrim ama, and its interior space was 20 amos. Kosel ha-hechel sheish, and then the wall of the hechel, which was 6. V'hata sheish, and the chamber, which was 6. Kosel hata chamesh, and the wall of the chamber, which was 5. Ubeis harodas hamayim, shlosh amos, and the place for drawing water was 3 amos. V'hakosel chamesh amos, and then the wall was 5 amos. Ha'ulam odef alav chamesh esrei ama min hatzafon v'chamesh esrei ama min hadarom. And the Ulam extended beyond this 15 cubits to the north and 15 cubits to the south. V'hu haya nikra Beis HaChalifos. And this was called the Beis HaChalifos. Shesham gonzen es hasakanim. Because that's where they kept the knives. Well, what does this mean? Let's look in the Bar Neuro. Beis HaChalifos. Al shem hasakinim shegonzim sham. It was called this because of the knives that were stored there. Kari Beis HaChalifos. It was called the Beis HaChalifos. Shekein b'loshon romi. Karim l'sakinim hagadolim chalafim. Because in Latin, large knives are called chalafim. I'm not sure what Latin word they're referring to there. And back in the Mishnah. V'ha-hechel tsar me'acharav v'rachav milfanav. The hechel was narrow in the back and wide in the front. V'doma la'ari, and it resembled in this manner a lion. Shenemar, and it's quoting a verse in Yeshaya. Hoy Ariel, Ariel, Kiryas Chana David. So woe, lion, lion, the city where David lived. Maha'ari tsar me'achara v'rachav milfanav, just as a lion is narrow in back and wide in the front, af ha'hechel tsar me'achara v'rachav milfanav. Similarly, the hechel was narrow behind and wide in the front. All right, that is the end of the Mishnah and also the end of the chapter. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue with Perek Hay, the fifth and final chapter.